The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and with me today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
And in preparing for today's program, there were some articles talking about how antibiotics are being overprescribed. And, of course, we know antibiotics are pretty dangerous to use. But instead of talking about that, because we've talked about that in the past, I thought we could pay a little attention to avoiding the need for antibiotics. You know, why are so many people getting sick? You know, what are they doing? What can they do to reduce their chances of getting sick? In other words, how can they keep a healthy and strong immune system? So in that context, I thought I'd talk about sugar, because it's not being emphasized enough just how dangerous sugar is. So, I'm willing to bet that the doctors people go to never even mention how dangerous sugar is, and that it should be really avoided as much as possible. I think that's the key. I don't think we can avoid sugar 100%, but certainly there's a lot of room for improvement in everybody's sugar intake.
Dr. Slavin, I'm guessing that probably the dietitians, possibly the dietitian-educated individuals who are referring to themselves as nutritionists now, are not addressing the sugar intake of their clients, nor are they addressing, for their diabetic clients, avoiding the artificial sweeteners. So that whole area of sweetening your food has made a negative impact on people's health. As you said, their immune systems are not functioning anywhere near how they should.
Now, I mentioned this before, that sugar is highly addictive. In fact, when they looked at just trying to show how addictive sugar is in laboratory animals, they found that the laboratory animals preferred sugar over cocaine. And we know cocaine is addictive, so sugar is even more addictive. So you can understand why they put so much sugar in foods, just to keep people wanting to eat those foods. So here's a questionnaire that asked the question, are you addicted to sugar? And I don't know if people even consider excessive sugar consumption an addiction. What would you say to that, Janet?
I agree. I don't think people are so concerned about sugar intake, and they should be. I know a lot of times the sugar is hidden. People are possibly looking at the grams of sugar in a prepared, packaged food, and what I'm going to refer to as those bars that are so-called protein bars. People look at the sugar grams on the label and they say, oh, okay, this isn't too bad. It's maybe 5 grams, 6 grams, 8 grams. And what they're not looking at is serving size. Many times that one bar is meant to be 3 servings. So then when you eat the whole bar and it's 5 grams of sugar and it's 3 servings, you're getting 15 grams of sugar. And now people are not realizing the quantity that they're ingesting every day.
So what you're saying is they should actually be called carbohydrate bars.
Well, they should actually be called candy bars.
Okay. All right. So here's some of the questions you can think about that might indicate you have an addiction to sugar. Do you have allergies? Do you go for more than 4 hours without eating? Can you go for more than 4 hours without eating? Do you have colds or bacterial infections more than once a year? Do you have difficulty concentrating? Do you have difficulty falling asleep or staying asleep? Do you have frequent headaches? Are you hyperactive or listless? Are you overweight? Do you have a lot of dental filling? So those, you know, if you answered yes to any of those, then you should start really paying more attention to what your sugar intake is. Right now, they're saying the average person eats about 142 pounds of sugar a year. But another way of looking at that is that's 24 teaspoons a day, which is about a half a cup of sugar a day. And I think when you think of it in those terms, you can start appreciating all the hidden sugar that we're taking in without realizing it.
Unfortunately, when we're talking about a half a cup of sugar a day, that might not seem an excessive amount of sugar. But then when you factor in the processed carbohydrates that are most likely the carriers for the sugar, some of the things that you would put sugar on, then that whole picture gets very much more complicated. The other thing that you mentioned, Dr. Slavin, was very interesting. Do you have trouble sleeping? Do you have trouble staying asleep? And I talk to people all the time, and they tell me that at certain times of the night, they tend to startle awake. And I tell them that is your blood sugar dropping, and your body's response to that drop in blood sugar is to awaken you. And very often, unfortunately, they don't fall back to sleep very easily, that they have to go and raid the refrigerator to get something in their stomach so then they can go back to sleep. And so an approach that people might consider is a high protein and vegetable dinner and no carbs or sweets after dinner, and if they're hungry, maybe a protein, some sort of protein intake before they go to sleep. But that difficulty sleeping, many people unfortunately are not relating at all to a change in blood sugar.
And I want to point out this, because this is going to become very important as we go along with today's topic, is that refined sugar is almost 100% pure calories. It has no vitamins, no minerals, no protein, just carbohydrate. So now think about that. That means that 20% of the daily caloric intake of every American is spent on a refined food that has absolutely no nutritional value. And this upsets your body's chemistry. So, just something to think about. In other words, you have to think about sugar as actually being a poison to the body. So the body can tolerate a small amount of it, but, not the the amount that people are eating in general. Now, here's the many forms of sugar. I'm going to go fast through this list because maybe you're not paying attention. I think a lot of these ingredients, Janet, may be found on the labels of food because you might not be using it directly, but you have agave syrup, barley malt, beet sugar, brown sugar, cane syrup, confection sugar, crystalline fructose, date sugar, evaporated sugar cane, fructose, fruit juice concentrate, galactose, glucose, granulated sugar, high fructose corn syrup. So, and there's more, honey, maltose, maple syrup, molasses, rice syrup, sugarcane syrup, table sugar, turbinado sugar, unrefined sugar, white sugar. Sugar in any form needs to be considered as a as something to try and be reduced. And the reason for that is there are a lot of diseases associated with sugar intake. And I think, you know, this is the whole point. What we're trying to do is, you know, we started off saying, you know, why are so many people taking in antibiotics? Well, they're undermining their body's health by taking in too much sugar, and as a result, they get sick. Not just with infections, but all types of illness, as we'll point out in a moment. For example, when you're taking in sugar, we mentioned there are no minerals in the sugar. So that's going to affect just how your body functions, because the body is using, you know, minerals which are necessary for the metabolism of sugar. So if you're taking in sugar, for example, your body needs chromium, manganese, cobalt, copper, zinc, and magnesium to digest sugar. So if you're taking in, if you have to digest all that sugar, you, over time, you're creating a deficiency in all those minerals. So you know, so you can see how you begin to undermine the function of your body through an excessive sugar intake. So also, you know about chromium and its association with diabetes and poor sugar metabolism. Well, when you take in sugar, the body increases its excretion of chromium, so you lose chromium. And of course, many diabetics are deficient in chromium, and chromium is needed to increase insulin sensitivity. So 90% of diabetics are what's called adult onset or type 2 or insulin resistant diabetics. The body's making is making insulin. It's just not working because it's your body is resistant to it. Now, here's another interesting thing. So many people are concerned about their bones and osteoporosis and taking in a lot of calcium. But here's what you have to know. Sugar decreases the rate the body absorbs calcium and magnesium and increases the elimination of calcium and magnesium. So you can see almost any way you look at sugar, it's going to upset your body. It's going to increase the risk of copper deficiency. And we've just hit the tip of the iceberg on this one, Janet. There's so much more that people need to know about sugar. But right now we have to take a break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. And we'll be back right after this.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
Janet Cimarelli is a licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. Are you in search of the fountain of youth, trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Through her remote counseling sessions, she works with many clients to help them manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She can help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. She offers sessions through telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she provides you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at JanetCimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and we're talking about why you need to reduce your sugar intake. And it's difficult because sugar is highly addictive. We pointed that out at the top of the show. It's more addictive than cocaine. We did that questionnaire that would probably indicate that more people are addicted to sugar than they realize. So you really have to pay attention to your sugar intake. Would you say that's a... Yes.
Dr. Slavin, when you factor in the number of people who are taking pain relievers because they have joint pain or they've been diagnosed with arthritis, when you factor in the number of people who are dealing with gastroesophageal reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and when you factor in the number of people who are using cholesterol-lowering drugs because they have been found to have a blockage in a coronary blood vessel. What's happening when the blood is exposed day after day after day to excessive amounts of sugar is the blood becomes very acidic, and the acidic body chemistry is very much associated with inflammation and inflammatory disease of all different types. It may manifest in many areas of the body, not just your digestive tract, not just in your joints. And when you have that acidic body, acidic blood chemistry, the interior of the blood vessels, the lining of the blood vessels becomes inflamed, and LDL cholesterol goes up, and accumulation of plaque begins. So from so many different perspectives, that intake of sugar not only undermines your immune system, but undermines the very function of so many different systems of your body. You asked in the questionnaire, do you suffer with headaches? How many people take it as almost routine, expected, normal to be dealing with a headache on a weekly, sometimes even a daily basis? And they think that, oh, it's the stress I'm under. And one of the things that they tend to reach for when they're under stress is sugar.
Absolutely. And I want to point out something right now. Now, the information I'm passing along is being published in peer-reviewed journals, but not necessarily recently. For example, where they talk about sugar causes your body to lose calcium, as well as a low-fat diet contributing to the risk of osteoporosis. So you have two things. Too much sugar and a low-fat diet increases the risk of osteoporosis. That was published in The Lancet in 1998. That's a medical journal. Why isn't this information, we're almost talking about almost 20 years ago, being passed along to the public? And of course, an article about sugar's effect on kids being associated with hyperactivity, anxiety, concentration difficulties. Now, Janet, I'm willing to, well, I'm just wondering, today the kids are exposed to more sugar in foods than they were probably, I don't know, when you were growing up.
I would say that unfortunately far too many processed foods are routine in the daily diet of most kids. So when you take a look at kids' lunch boxes or what they are served at breakfast, lunch and dinner, snacks, drinks, all of it, you analyze it, and the level of sugar intake in children is most likely much higher than is health supporting. Dr. Slavin, it's really interesting because years and years ago, I looked at an article that was kind of refuted. So the article was, okay, there is no association with sugar intake and hyperactivity in children. And any mother that you would say that statement to would laugh. Of course there is a relationship. You know, just watch any group of children at a birthday party after cake and ice cream. And what was interesting about this little bit of information was the study had been done by a sugar producer. So, of course, the outcome was not going to show the connection between hyperactivity and sugar intake in children, which is very well established.
Well, now that information was published, I'm sure it was published in many journals, but here's one, the Journal of Abnormal Child Psychology. Published the behavioral effects of sugar on preschool children, you know, in other words, causing hyperactivity, anxiety, concentration difficulties, 30 years ago.
Right.
And nobody's done anything about it. Now, here's something yes, Janet?
Now, I think that people think that they're doing something about it, but it is not enough of an action against sugar.
Okay, here's another warning to women on oral contraceptives. They will have an effect on your fasting blood sugar and insulin levels, and the effect it has is it'll take them longer to return to baseline after you've ingested some sugar. So it's really setting up a situation of insulin resistance. Sugar will raise your triglycerides significantly. And that's not new information either. That was published back in 1969. But you see and during that whole time, the amount of sugar the average American takes in on a daily basis continues to go up. And yet you have all this information out there that's not being disseminated to the public. Now, we talked earlier, Jenny, you talked about the cholesterol levels. Sugar reduces your good cholesterol, the HDL. So if you have a cholesterol problem, instead of taking a statin drug, cut out the sugar. Sugar promotes an elevation of the LDL, so it reverses just what you're trying to do. And probably most important, and this was published back in 2001, sugar feeds cancer cells. And it increases the risk of developing almost every type of cancer. I mean, the list is really long, but you just have to think about sugar causing or perpetuating cancer.
Dr. Slavin, as I mentioned, the sugar creating an acidic body chemistry, and what is one of the first things that is part of counseling with a person diagnosed with cancer is to alkalize. Alkalize with lemon in your water, alkalize with bicarbonate of soda, and being very, very cautious to stay away from sugar and to stay away from fruit. And people are appalled when that is part of the discussion. Stay away from fruit, but fruit is natural. Fruit is good for you. Yes, indeed, but it is in a situation with a cancer diagnosis, it is not something that is recommended as part of the diet. The diet should be very high quality, easily digested proteins, as well as vegetables of all different types. The acid-alkaline balance is crucially disrupted when there is sugar intake. Dr. Slavin, all of the people, when I talk to them about sugar, they're going to say to me, what am I going to sweeten my food with? What's your answer?
Well, like I said, you know, it's going to be impossible to eliminate sugar 100%. And I would just try and eliminate it where you don't use more than maybe a couple teaspoons of sugar a day. That's all you need, not a half a cup of sugar. I don't care for the taste of stevia. So, my preference would be just organic cane sugar, but a small amount.
You haven't found the right stevia. You need to try some different brands and some different combinations. It isn't my favorite recommendation, but you might try Truvia. That combination sometimes people find more palatable. And if you try different brands, you may see that there's a very, very different taste from one brand to another. Some of the liquid flavored stevia, so some of them have a vanilla flavor, an almond flavor, and some of those flavored liquid stevias are palatable.
All right. And the reason we're mentioning stevia doesn't seem to fall into the category of all the negatives that we associate with sugar. Now, here's a study that was published back in 2002, and that was sugar increases the risk of developing breast cancer. And the actual title of the study was Increased Risk of Early Stage Breast Cancer Related to Consumption of Sweet Foods Among Women Less Than 45 Years of Age in the United States. So it seems like we have the answers to most of our problems. We're just not using them.
The very object of the discussion is so addictive.
Right. Another study published in 1993, sugar can make the skin wrinkle by changing the structure of collagen. So if you're not worried about cancer. Yeah, right. I say if you're not worried about cancer, maybe the wrinkled skin will get your attention.
Right.
And of course, sugar promotes tooth decay. We know that. And of course, we know that sugar causes weight gain. That's not anything new to people. But here's something you may not have associated with sugar, is that's increased risk of having allergies and asthma.
The reason that is an increased risk, because you've neutralized the mineral content and created a variety of different mineral deficiencies in the body. Now, one of the most important for balanced immune function being zinc, and zinc and copper in proper ratio. And when you disrupt that, then you are disrupting your immune function.
Okay. Now, all types of irritable bowel syndromes, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis can be associated, or at least the increased risk of getting them associated with sugar intake. And again, that information goes back, over 30 years as well. And one last thing before the break, sugar intake has been associated with the development of rheumatoid arthritis. And on that note, it's time for a break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and we'll be back right after this.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Dr. Herbert Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor. We are located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill. And you can find us on the web at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years experience, clean, comfortable, and efficient. We guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest price. We test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. We draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostic, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call us today to set up an appointment, 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm here to tell you about Dr. Herb Slavin, the medical director of the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill. The Institute brings the latest natural approaches to health, supported by research. We offer a full range of traditional and holistic treatments. The primary goal of the Institute of Advanced Medicine is to give you, the patient, the information you need to stay healthy and live long. So before you feel sick, before you develop symptoms, come see the team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. You can call today, 954-748-4991, to learn all about the services offered at the Institute. Services from on-demand to chiropractic, from natural skin solutions to nutrition testing and support. 954-748-4991. You can visit drslavin.com to learn more.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. And we've been talking about the impact of sugar on your health. And we're hoping that maybe one of these points will be the one that helps you limit your sugar intake. And the reason it's such a problem, sugar is a highly addictive substance. So it's very difficult for people to cut back on it. So we're talking about all the impact, all the different ways sugar impacts our health. Well, in pregnant women, it'll increase the risk of having an underweight baby, increases the risk of seizures. And here's one that people may or may not be aware of. It'll increase the risk or lead to yeast infections. It'll increase the risk of gallstone formation. Janet, a lot of people probably question you about that, gallstones. Maybe they talk about the gallbladder flush. But did they ever talk about what causes the gallstones?
Very rarely. And when we do get into the discussion of what is a contributing factor to the gallstones, it doesn't necessarily focus or land on sugar intake. More, it would be their very negative response to fat in a meal and overall digestion inadequacy. So unfortunately, sugar doesn't per se get involved in the discussion, but one of the things that does is alcohol intake. So people who have a cocktail every day, they might not necessarily understand the impact that the alcohol or wine or beer has on their blood sugar chemistry.
Okay, now continuing down the reasons why you should cut back on your sugar intake, it can lead to an increase in heart disease and heart attacks. And that's not new information. That was published back in 1964. So that's about 52 years ago. I said, nothing has changed except more people are ingesting more sugar. Increases the risk of metabolic syndrome. Now, that's an important one because that's a fairly new term, metabolic syndrome. This was published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition back in 2004. And what metabolic syndrome is, it's the, and the distinction, by the way, between a disease and a syndrome. A syndrome is a collection of symptoms that they put together, and then they call it a syndrome. So with metabolic syndrome, what that's about is insulin resistance, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. Those are the things that are included in metabolic syndrome. So you can see how many people have that issue, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, pre-diabetic state. It's a very high percentage of people that could be kept healthy if they knew that, again, another self-inflicting illness. And here's another one, Janet. This is a particular interest to you, is kidney stones can be increased by high sugar intake.
Certainly. And in addition to, it's an unbalanced diet, certainly too much protein, very much an area that is discussed and particularly difficult to digest protein contributing to kidney stones. But when you put the whole picture together, the factor that is an inflammatory factor that makes things in your digestive system less well broken down very much is sugar.
Now, here's an interesting one. You know, we're trained in medical school how to diagnose appendicitis, and when you do, the recommendation is an appendectomy, the surgical removal of the appendix. But what causes appendicitis? Nobody ever really talks about that.
So, that's an interesting area of discussion. We're talking about acidic body chemistry, acidic blood, and inflammatory issues throughout the body.
And it was published back in 1974 that sugar can contribute to appendicitis. So, if you notice, we haven't come up with any good reasons to ingest sugar.
We're addicted to it?
Well, that's the reason, but it can, be associated or increase the risk of developing varicose veins, associated with gastric and duodenal ulcers. How about this might get people's attention. Sugar has a role in the development and continuation of acne. So, things like that create a good reason for people to consider cutting back on it. Now, sugar can increase uric acid levels. Uric acid is associated with gout. So, sometimes they talk about a low purine diet as a way of reducing uric acid levels. Well, maybe you have to cut back on the sugar as well. Now, as you mentioned earlier, and this is probably published in a lot of places, but in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition back in 2005, the name of the report was Dietary Pattern, Inflammation, and Incidence of Type 2 Diabetes in Women. In other words, sugar intake causes inflammation, and it's associated with making multiple sclerosis worse. And again, as you mentioned earlier, and this was published back in 1988, sugar causes saliva to be acidic. And that's, you don't want your body to be acidic because that creates a whole new level of problems. Sugar reduces your growth hormone levels. It can raise your blood pressure, interferes with protein.
Dr. Slavin, that's a huge one, I think. When people are having their blood pressure taken at doctor's offices and maybe they've had a cup of coffee before their doctor's office visit, maybe they have cream and sugar in that coffee, and their blood pressure is high, and the discussion with the doctor is, okay, well, here, take this pharmaceutical, and it will bring your blood pressure down. And never is sugar part of the discussion. And I think so often people are very cautious about reducing their sodium intake, but they haven't been told, stop sugar. That the sugar is a very big contributing factor to the elevation in blood pressure.
And that was published in the Annals of Internal Medicine back in 1983. So what the doctor, now when you go to the doctor, he says your blood pressure is high today, does he say, okay, cut out the sugar, or he say, here's this prescription for a pill to take? Now, I think a lot of our listeners may be concerned about macular degeneration, and there's been a sugar connection there as well. And also a connection between sugar consumption and cataracts. So, we haven't found a good reason. You know, if this was a balance sheet and you had the pros and cons of sugar, I see all the cons. I don't see any pro reason for taking consuming sugar. Increases sugar.
What about endurance athletes? What about the sugar intake for them? Should we talk about that?
Well, interestingly enough, I think there are studies coming out now that if you get those people on, get their body's metabolism to change from burning carbohydrates for energy to burning fat for energy, their ability to go longer distances, if we're talking about endurance athletes, improves when they're on a fat-burning metabolism as opposed to a carbohydrate, because the fat has so much more energy in it than carbohydrates. They get burned up quickly. Now, we talk about sugar causing free radical production. That's what damages, you know, the cells of your body. Sugar raises homocysteine levels. So a lot of people have elevated homocysteine levels, but you wouldn't know it, of course, if your doctor doesn't check for it. And I don't know if,
what's the reason people should be so concerned about checking their homocysteine levels? Yes, in an indirect way, it is associated with increased risk of cardiovascular disease. But more importantly, in my view, homocysteine levels are indicative of distress in your brain, inflammation in your brain, potential for reducing acuity of memory, brain function all around. So be very, very careful with regard to your homocysteine level and work on keeping it in an optimal range. And sometimes doctors are very much satisfied with homocysteine in the upper range. You want to be at the midpoint or below of the reference range for homocysteine.
Now, ideally, I tell patients you want it under 9, and lower is even better. So I say the way I describe it to patients, elevated homocysteine increases the risk of stroke and heart attack. And more recently, it's also been associated with increased risk of Alzheimer's disease. Now, something we're seeing a lot of is fatty liver. And how do we know that? Patient comes, we do a routine chemistry panel on them, and you see some of their liver enzymes are elevated. So now you have to look for the cause of that. And you have to go, you know, look for hepatitis as a cause. Maybe a recent viral infection could be a cause. So normally what I would do is I just repeat it, because another cause of an elevated liver enzyme is lab error. So you repeat the test. If it's persistently elevated, you've ruled out hepatitis, you do an ultrasound of the liver, and you know, that may make the diagnosis for you, the fatty liver. You know, another explanation. Sugar will cause fluid retention. Now, you haven't been told that. You've been told, cut out the salt. But now sugar can cause fluid retention. It can cause constipation. And here's one last one before the break. Sugar is associated with a decrease in tendon function and also a decrease in the ability of tendons to repair themselves. Again, this goes back to inflammation. And it's time for another break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janice Cibarelli, licensed nutritionist. And we'll be back right after this.
Have you ever heard of someone going to see the doctor for a checkup or a sore throat or some common complaint, and in that visit they were diagnosed with a much more serious issue? The story I remember is the one about someone taking blood tests before cosmetic surgery, and those blood tests saved the life of the patient by discovering colon cancer. So don't be surprised. Come to Advanced Medical Testing for comprehensive testing to assure wellness. Call 754-216-2332 to schedule an appointment and get the information you need about Advanced Medical Testing, or visit amtcenters.com. That's 754-216-2332 or amtcenters.com.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via phone, Skype, or email, with the convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at JanetCimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m., right here on this station.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. And we've still only hit the surface of the significant problems that sugar intake causes for people. And I hope we're helping people give themselves a good reason to cut back on their sugar intake. You know, sugar is really more deadly than cigarette smoking. I think that has even been published. And it's so easy to get sugar, and unlike cigarettes and alcohol, tobacco and alcohol, you can get sugar at any age. High sugar intake can cause headaches, including migraine headaches. I think you mentioned that before, Janet.
The whole area of acidic body chemistry, acidic blood chemistry, that acidic blood chemistry contributing to inflammation in the blood vessels and kind of a disparity in the function of the blood vessels at the back of the head leading to the brain. And when there are spasms in those blood vessels, those are contributing to the issue of migraine headaches. The other part of it is we talk all the time, Dr. Slavin, about the importance of magnesium. And as you said before, when you are using sugar, there is a dramatic interruption in the ability of your body to have the required amount of minerals circulating throughout the body.
And to continue, and this is a fear of people as they get older, and that's Alzheimer's disease, and sugar can contribute to the development of Alzheimer's disease. It can exacerbate emphysema. You know, if you have breathing problems, sugar is going to make it worse. It can also make Parkinson's disease worse. And it may even lead to the development of Parkinson's disease. Now, that was published in the journal Neurology back in 1996.
20 years ago, we have this kind of information. And what's happened in the past 20 years? More and more and more sugar in our daily routines, more sugar added to our processed foods, and higher sugar content in different fruits. The palates of Americans have been so perverted. That's what we're looking for, that high sugar content. So the fruits that we choose are the ones that have the highest sugar content.
And maybe this is the point that'll get some men to cut back on sugar. And this was published back in 1988 in the Annals of Nutritional Metabolism, that sugar increases estrogen levels in men.
Wow.
So I think that's something you want to... Now, here, to see the... Now, all right, given that, the specific title of the study, Dietary Sucrose and Estrogen Concentration in Young Men. Problem is, doctors aren't checking estrogen levels in men, and they should, because if they're elevated, you want to do something about it. And I see, an older couple will come in, husband and wife, let's say they're in their 60s or so, and I'll check hormone levels in both of them, and very frequently the man has higher estrogen levels than the woman. Not a natural condition. So just something you should tell your doctor to check if you're a man or a woman, but a man in particular, you don't want high estrogen levels. Sugar will also decrease adrenal function. It can lead to depression. You know, how many people who go to a doctor and the doctor says you're depressed, take this prescription, when in reality they should cut back on the sugar? Now here are some a combination of symptoms, very common: fatigue, moodiness, nervousness, and depression. And those symptoms, that symptom combination was published in Behavior Therapy back in 1988 as being associated with high sugar intake. So you just, you know, sugar. Janet, can you think of any reason that you'd... I can think of one reason why someone should take sugar. Can you think of any?
No, I want to hear what your reason is, Dr. Slavin. But before you give me that answer, what about thyroid dysfunction and sugar intake?
Well, I'm not sure if I know the specific connection between the two, except that we mentioned that when you're taking in sugar, you're losing a lot of minerals that could have an impact on thyroid function. But Janet, here's my one indication for taking sugar, and that's if you're an insulin-dependent diabetic and you've taken too much insulin and you dropped your sugar too low. That would be your indication for taking sugar to restore your insulin, to restore your sugar levels.
Okay. What's the best way, what's the best form of giving sugar to someone who has too much insulin?
You know, they make these little, I think, chewing candies or something for that purpose, but you could also take some honey, a tablespoon of honey. You know, those kind of things. You know, in the emergency room, when someone comes in unconscious, the immediate thing you do for them is you bolus them with sugar, because it could be a low blood sugar making them unconscious. You would also give them an injection of Narcan, because an overdose of drugs can do it. And there's no negative side effects to doing either of those things for someone that comes in unconscious, especially if you don't have a history to go along, a medical history to go along with those people. So, you know, sugar is going to have a negative effect on the bacteria in your colon. Now, here's something that's, you know, we've talked about the, you know, the connection between sugar intake and coronary artery disease and heart attacks. Sugar will increase platelet adhesiveness. In other words, increase the risk of forming blood clots. So.
Okay, and so that's an issue that a lot of diabetics need to be very aware of, that an elevated blood sugar chemistry is going to potentially lead to circulatory problems. So the very fine blood vessels that are going to deliver blood carrying oxygen, carrying minerals to the extremities, to the kidneys, to the brain, to your eyes, that circulatory process can be impaired because of a high blood sugar chemistry. Sticky, thick blood. So very important to address hydration, very important to address nutrients, antioxidant nutrients, including vitamin E, and to also consider omega-3 fish oils as well.
Now, almost 40 years ago, it was published that sugar increases insulin, which is obvious, but then they said it can lead to insulin resistance, and I'm not sure that 40 years ago anybody was even talking about that, but that was published in a journal called Diabetes. So all this stuff is known, but it's not being passed along to the healthcare consumer, because they'd rather just sell drugs to control your blood sugar rather than prevent the need for needing a drug. Now, so sugar increases insulin resistance. Now, how do you know if you have insulin resistance? Well, probably the best way to find out is check your insulin level. And that would be a good thing to do. Do it fasting, do it after a meal, or even better yet, you do a glucose insulin challenge test, and you see how your body responds to the glucose challenge, and then you can tell if you have insulin resistance. So when you have insulin resistance, now you're at risk of other diseases like arthritis, multiple sclerosis, candidiasis, celiac disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, depression, digestive disorders. You mentioned this earlier, like heartburn, GERD, inflammatory bowel disease, gallstones, heart disease, hyperlipidemia, hypertension. Here's a good one. How could one substance, namely sugar, be associated with so many conditions? Janet, conversely, the removal of sugar is going to help so many conditions.
How could one substance keep so many industries in business? The food industry, the soda industry, the medical industry, pharmaceutical industry, hospitals. When you go down the list, the threat to economic status by removing sugar could be dramatic.
Well, Janet, that music means we've just run out of time. We're going to continue this topic of sugar intake and why you need to reduce sugar intake and all the diseases it's associated with it. We'll continue this tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. Bye-bye, everybody.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.